What is going on, wonderful people of the multiverse? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast, no matter where, no matter when, no matter how, I'll always be your boy and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillist. I hope you've all been well. Hope your days leading up to today, including today, have been great. Hope you've experienced nothing but positive vibes, amazing people, and fantastic food in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, above all else, I do hope that you have a place to go to when the world does the most with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by Life. It's been a while, but this is an actual Saturday episode in which the episode is recorded and will be uploaded on Saturday. I tried to get ahead of the curve, but I am using a new way of recording, as most of you know from what I posted on my story on Instagram. It's good. We got the ball rolling. I was worried because when I was recording, I didn't have my pop filter. I'm not using, my mic isn't, so it's a whole new setup. New computer, new program to record with, but my mic wasn't compatible with either the computer or the program. So I had to improvise. So I am using my phone, which is connected to the, I'm using BandLab pretty much. So let me just, there's no big secret, because if anyone who's podcasting or they are into music and they're looking for a way to record, I'm using BandLab right now. And BandLab has both a website and an app. And I'm using my phone to record on the app, and I'm going to upload it to the program. It's a whole process, but I figured it out. But using my phone, I couldn't use my pop filter. So I was trying to watch out and not use words that begin with B or P, so you wouldn't hear that, like, for those of you who record with without a pop filter, or if you have recorded without a pop filter, then you know what I mean. When it makes that sound and it makes the listening to it makes your listening experience kind of choppy. But nonetheless, it is smooth. It's dope. I'm getting the hang of it. So we're only going to go off from here. But I'm very excited. This is the first episode in which we are using new everything. I'm hype and I am ready to talk with all of you. Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening and sharing the last episode of the podcast. As always, I love and I appreciate every single one of you. Let's get into it. So this is going to be a short episode, mainly because of the timing. It is about to be 10, and that's basically, you know, 12:30 junior. It's going to be 12 midnight soon, and I just want to be able to record this episode and get it out the way. It's just one of those topics I popped in my head, and I'm just going to talk, elaborate the best way I can, because sometimes I feel like I kind of lose my point and then miraculously come back in the end. But I was thinking about this topic the other day. Well, actually, this is inspired by a conversation I had with my aunt. Most episodes going forward is going to be inspired by conversation and or myself thinking about what I spoke on, or me just coming up with a topic in my head and sharing it with all of you, which is basically the original formula. But I spoke to you all last week, and I was saying that you all deserve the best. You know, you shouldn't have to wait for good to happen to you. You shouldn't have to go through bad to get to good. I want to speak on said individuals who put you through the most. I think personally, it's really in poor taste to be someone who can't do the what's required for a person or others and still entertain it. What I mean by that is you shouldn't be holding someone back. If you know that all you can do or all you're capable of currently is holding someone back, then you really shouldn't do it. No matter how badly you want them in your lives, or no matter how you want them in your lives, I really think that you have to learn to take the L and let things go and let people go. Sometimes, yeah, you have to take every opportunity that comes your way, but then sometimes it's like you got to think, like me, long term, am I beneficial towards this person? Is what I'm doing helping making them better? Am I holding them back? Or am I just keeping it to have it so no one else can have it Because God forbid, when I'm ready to really earn it and entertain it, I can treat it properly. You know, for the most part, this kind of pertains to relationships, but this actually can be applied everywhere else, in all honesty. I had the topic down that I was going to explain it properly, but, you know, life happened and I had to go from there. But a lot of us will walk around not at 100%, knowing we're not at 100%. And we entertain people, ideas, opportunities that require us to be 100% because they're at 100%. And then there's some cases when you're aware of what you can offer and what you can provide and you pull away and some people still pull you forward, which might be another kind of, like, that's a different kind of situation. So it's like, you could try it because you already know that, you know, you can only do so much, but if the person's willing to work with you. But this is really pertaining to people that are just, they have nothing but ill intentions. Some people want you because others want you. You want that person to yourself. This could be for friends. This could be for family. This could be for any kind of person that just wants you around because of what you have, what you offer, what you're willing to go through. Last week, I spoke about those that go through it. This week, I'm talking about the people that put people through it. It's not cool. It's not right. And karma exists. It's just a matter of when. Don't think because you didn't go through what you put somebody through the day of or the day after that it's not going to happen to you. I don't know what's in the water that inspires you all to be like, you know something, let me just be an asshole and just do me or do whatever it is that I want to do because they're not going anywhere and I'm making sure they're not going anywhere. I don't know where these thoughts came from. I don't know if someone told you along the way, hey, yo, just do what you want. They're going to be with you because they want to be with you. Or they're going to be in your life because they want to be in your life. That's only going to happen for as long as it's entertained or it's not going to go well at all. You know who just popped in my head when I said that? Kanye West. Now, I spoke on him from a perspective in which we have to understand what he's been going through. But now I'm talking about him. Well, now I'm going to talk about him from a perspective in which he has to deal with the repercussions of his actions. Now, some people or a lot of people are saying, you know, oh, Kim Kardashian, she knew what she was dealing with when she married him. True, maybe, possibly. We don't know. We weren't there. And I used to say, you know, we have to remember that Kanye is a person that deals with mental health. I was only just saying that because I seen this from my perspective. I saw the self-destruction, but he is a perfect topic in mind because now everything he's doing is just the definition of toxic. And he strikes me as one of those people that I'm talking about that just decided to do them and do whatever they want to do without worrying about the repercussions of their actions. And now they're in a space where they're fighting for something that they took advantage of, i.e. his wife and his family. And that's as far as I'm going to talk about Kanye. I just use him for an example. But it's like, we all should not be in a space where we're comfortable enough to just be in a situation that requires us to be at a level that we're nowhere near. Sometimes it's okay to fall back and say, not yet. Even if you're ready to deal with it. There's being ready mentally, and then there's being ready, period. Because, of course, you have to be 100% ready to jump into a situation that requires you to give your all. And I know we're in a day and age where we see a lot going on and we want that, but we're not ready for it. Some of us are fortunate enough to have opportunity after opportunity after opportunity be presented to us, and we jump on it. And we could fail because that opportunity is going to bounce back. But in some cases, it's like, whether you get opportunities daily or you get opportunities once in a blue moon, what's in common with that is being prepared for that opportunity. Don't jump into something because people are pressuring you or you want to be with everyone else. Sometimes you have to sit, be patient, plan. And then when everything seems stable enough, then you go for it. This is really, I'm really trying my hardest to hold my tongue because normally I'll be like, oh, you know, sometimes you got to. No, in this case, for the sake of being mature, for the sake of going forward, and most importantly, for the sake of understanding that it's never too late, Sometimes you have to pull back, make a blueprint, and go forward accordingly, or deal with people accordingly. I know it gets a little trickier with relationships. Some people feel like they've been single forever, and they're just like, whoever decides to come into my life, you might want to deal with any negative because you're dealing with somebody in a relationship atmosphere. I unfortunately know a lot of people that just deal with the baggage because it's like, I'd rather deal with this than nothing at all, rather than wait for someone who can cherish and appreciate them properly. I know people that deal with friends who are just jerks because they don't want to start over and meet new friends. I know almost any and everyone who has dealt with the negatives because they want to deal with something. And this is crazy because I'm leaning back to the people that should know their worth, and I'm not focusing on the people who cause these situations. Of course, everyone has a different origin story. Some people could have been nice and they went through situations and scenarios that caused them to just be assholes. Some people could just be assholes from the jump. But my point is, it's not cool to do, because everyone you deal with is different from everyone you've dealt with. Even if you met them in the same place, all of us are different. So say, for example, someone broke your heart, or someone betrayed you, or someone took advantage of your kindness. That does not give you the God-given right to go forward and treat somebody else accordingly. It gives you your freedom to do so, but that's wrong. Because for every time you took to complain about how you give your all, or you gave your all and you're not going to do this, you're going to put somebody else through that, and your justification is you went through it, so you're going to put somebody else through it. That's not cool. But you notice what I said, though, earlier, or just a few seconds ago, you have the freedom to do whatever you want. But just know that you can create your own circumstances. You can create your own atmosphere. You are the narrator of your life. So whatever you do will result into wherever you're going to go, or whatever you don't do. So when you sit there and you look back and you say to yourself, whether in a good or bad way, how did I get here? It's because of you and everything that you decided to do or not to do. Some people, some selfish people are very lucky, and they don't have to deal with the repercussions at the time when we all want them to have the repercussions, but it's coming. And I'm not pointing fingers. These are just topics and stuff that popped in my head, because I have had conversations as of lately that dealt with people being taken for granted, or people taking people for granted. And my biggest thing that I always tell people is that at some point in time, without argument, without saying anything, without any warning, people would just be like, all right, cool, I'm done, to themselves, and you will never know. They might hit you with the, yeah, I'm gonna holler at you later, man. I look at people's body language. I look at people's eyes. I look at how they talk after, when they go through something with a person that they're just like, yo, I'm done. And I make sure that I say things the right way. I make sure that I'm understood as clearly as possible, but not to the point where I'm stressing about it, because whatever you, however you hear my words or you understand me is up to you. But as long as I know I did the best that I can, then, you know, I'm fine. Because you just never know. And I never fight for people to come back after they walk away, because if I'm doing something, or if I'm saying something that makes them uncomfortable, or they're not cool with it, I'm not going to be like, oh, wait, no, come back. I did you wrong. Even if I didn't mean to do that, or you got the story all the way wrong, I'm just going to be like, all right, no, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Me personally, these days, the older I get, I just decide, yeah, no, that's not going to fly. I'm not dealing with that. I just had a conversation about that recently, where it's just, you know, people's actions have pushed me to be a person where I'm not going to give you the energy of understanding me, because you chose not to understand me from the jump when you decided to do what you do. And I think that's what we forget the most sometimes, when we decide to deal with people that did us wrong. Sometimes we feel the need to explain ourselves, or we feel the need to just fight for A, B, C, and D. But it's exhausting. A person's either going to know you or they don't. If you know you're giving your all, and they're still not understanding you, or they're choosing to not understand you, then it's just like, all right, like, What are we really doing? So while recording, I just learned that I only get 15 minutes to record. So, of course, it comes with the territory. It was too good to be true. But it's fine because I can adapt and learn to this. This actually makes it easier for me to create spaces for my ad. So I'll just say this now. That was a brief, sudden, that was a sudden ad placement for Anchor. If you all want to, well, you already heard the ad. So getting back to what I'm saying, I'm not going to keep it too long. So just in short, whatever you do, you either get back or you don't. Because karma is, it's not, like, I don't say all of this to just say, you know, don't do this for the sake of karma. I say this to say that as a human being, as somebody that experiences 24 hours, God-given 24 hours like everyone else, you should be mindful on how you go about it. And you should want to be the best person possible. But if you don't want to be, that is your choice. It's just, you get what you give. And I know we live in a world in which you can do nothing and still be involved in a whole lot of shit, unfortunately. But I say this to apply to a situation in which you deal with people in the worst way possible or the most selfish way possible. These things have repercussions and you may not care. But when you get to a point in time in your life in which you reflect and then you wonder why you're not where you want to be or you're where you're at, but you don't really feel. See, this is where it gets tricky. Because now I'm getting in the mind of people. Some people genuinely don't care. Some people treat you the way they want to treat you. They go forward in life. And what's worse, they might not even remember you. So this just applies to the audience of which you get to that point and just say to yourself, how did we get to this? Or why is it like this? See, this is one thing at the Chillin' with Chillers podcast that annoys me. When I start diving into an individual, I start diving into their thought process, and then it becomes a whole spectrum of what ifs and thoughts or possibly this might be the case. Because you could deal with people that are selfish and they learn. You could deal with people that are selfish till they die. You could deal with people that are selfish and they have their reasons. They never were like that. So from now on, when I speak, I'm just going to avoid getting into that what if part of my life, because that'll make everything crazy. That'll drive me crazy. And I'm trying to peel back from who I am now to a person that's just, this applies to that. I'm not worried about the repercussions. As a podcaster, as someone with a platform, I really try to make sure I'm very careful with what I say and how I say it, because I don't want to come across as sounding ignorant or sounding like I have a lack of education in what I'm speaking on, which is makes it harder to speak on certain things like politics or what's going on with current events, in regards to what's happening in other countries. I don't speak on that because I don't want to sound like I'm misinformed or worse, be misinformed. So look at me just covering on why I'm not talking about politics. If you're looking for politics, well, if you're looking for a deep dive of politics, that is not this podcast. This podcast is just mainly speaking on people, how they move, why they move, what's the best way or what's the best kind of advice I can offer you to kind of just, you know, deal with your day to day. I'm learning just like everyone else. So nothing that I say here is to be taken seriously in a good or a bad way. I just podcast. I listen. One day I can make an episode that everyone listens to and then the next day they'll be like, all right, nah, shut up. You're done. This episode was corny and trash. I just keep going until I want to stop. Speaking of which, I'm just going to confirm this now. Even though we're like super early into this season, I'm definitely podcasting next year too. 2023, with the way things are looking now, with what I have going on behind the scenes, I really feel like it's up from here. And I'm speaking positively. I'm manifesting it. I feel really good because, yeah, it's a struggle with me recording with this new way of recording, but it's like a fresh start. It's brand new. I'm excited, you know, and I am going to apply this energy into my work going forward. I kind of wish I didn't tell you all what I was recording with, because the way it's coming out, you would never know. I just played back the first half of this episode and it sounded really freaking good. So I have high hopes for this, that I could keep it going. But I won't, I'm gonna keep this episode short and simple. It's 10:11 right now, so I just want to kind of keep it in the 20 to 30 minute mark. But basically, in general, just, I'm trying to do this without thinking too deeply, just give what you want to get back. That's it. I am refraining so hard from being chillous and just saying this applies to, no, just give what you want to get back. Be a person that you would want to be, the kind of person that you would want to have in your life. Give the energy that you want to receive. I know it kind of sounds like you're just doing this for you, but just life is hectic enough as it is. Don't make it even more of a pain in the ass by being negative and then getting negativity back. Like I said, the 24 hours that we see are God-given. All the more reason why to just focus on positivity and being the best version of ourselves and working towards what we want to work towards, or working towards our dreams, our goals, our hopes, our aspirations, all of that. And I'm just going to leave it there. I'm just going to figure out going forward how I'm going to. There's no intro music for this episode because this is going to be hard to do. And I will speak with all of you next week. I'll probably record earlier because I want to incorporate my intro because I love it. It's dope. I have to. It sounds like one of those serious episodes. Yeah, no music. We're just going to jump straight into recording. But I'll speak to all of you next week. You all be safe, be sound, keep your feet to the ground. When in doubt, always remain chillest. That's a good outro, right? That's good. When in doubt, remain chillest. That is copyrighted. Anybody who decides to use it, I will see you all in court. I will be self-representing myself, so you might win because I don't have a lawyer. They'll be like, yeah. So chillest, you got this pendant? In theory, Your Honor. Yeah, you lost. All right, so let me get out of here. You all be safe. Thank you all for listening to this episode. It might seem a little bit rushed, and that's my apologies. I will be better prepared next week. It'll sound way better. Everything will sound like I'm using my regular record. I just want it to sound as fluent and smooth as possible. So until next time, thank you all. Chillest out. Oh, see, I pressed. So you know what I did? I was on the computer and I was gonna press pause, and I'm looking over here and I see that it's still recorded. I was about to get up and walk away. Imagine I was fake. I'd have been like, yeah, I'm done talking. All right, I'm out, guys, for real.